What did your life look like 5 years ago?
Oh, king.
Ghanem explains that he felt like a king. He worked as a carpenter in his own workshop. He says he was very happy before everything became very dismal. Nevertheless, he thanks God for his good health.
It's very important.
Alhamdulillah.
5 years ago, I started university. I just finished my high school and started my life into a new journey to university. I'm a medical student, and I was really excited to start this part.
I wish you every success with your career, Hussam told Salma.
Thank you. But I want to ask that too. What did your life look like 5 years ago?
When the war in Syria started 5 years ago, Hussam had just graduated from law school as an attorney. But the war put an end to his career.
What's your profession normally? What did you do in Syria?
Yeah, I was a class teacher.
Oh, class teacher.
A class teacher teaching children in Syria.
My wife is a school teacher also, so... Can we take a selfie together, Hassan?
Yeah, together.
Because we're going to show the people that we love each other.
Do you know anything about England? The Queen lives in England.
Archie from England and Wissam from Syria each talked about their home country.
What's his name? Bashar.
Speaking intimately in Paris, tourists and refugees had the chance to meet and talk for about 30 minutes. Their exchanges, because they were sometimes banal, awkward, deep, or funny, left the audience moved and silent at the UN screening for a few seconds after the screen went black. According to Karen Koenig-Aboussaid, special advisor on the September Summit on Refugees and Migration, it seems that more and more people are being scared, leading the way to more and more xenophobia throughout the world.
It seemed to be growing and it's spreading. And part of that is because more people are on the move and more people know that people are on the move. And that people do feel threatened either culturally or linguistically or what other way. And that's why we want to put it in a positive context. We want to talk about promoting diversity, helping you to see, you know, not just what we know that migrants and refugees can contribute to a place economically, pay their taxes, hardworking, all of those things, but how much you can learn from meeting with someone who's different from you. And that's why we say the personal contact often is what takes away your prejudices, for example.
Marieke van der Velden and Philip Brink, the couple behind the island of All Together, are a photographer and an art director from the Netherlands. Each year, aside from their work for commercial clients and NGOs, they've also kept a personal project going, seeking to add nuance to the news. Philip believes that talking with each other is the best way to fight xenophobia.
It's so easy to dehumanize other people by talking about them. That's what you see happening at the moment a lot. And I really believe that a simple conversation, it could be sitting on a bench, but it could also be a simple conversation on Facebook. If you look at my Facebook, how it has changed since the project we've been making, I've got a lot of people now from Afghanistan, from Lebanon, from Syria on my Facebook, and I get totally different views on the whole subject because I see their everyday lives. And I think it could do so much if we all just would sit down and talk to other people in some way, just for half an hour or just for a simple conversation, because then you see that although somebody's from another country or maybe has another religion, we're not that different. I mean, we're totally not.
Following the film, many participants stayed in touch. Philip explained that Selma, the young German woman studying medicine, helped Hussein translate his official documents, and most of the others still talk regularly. The movie is available to watch in its entirety for free at theislandofalltogether.com. Tegani Perez, United Nations.